Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, this program may be a little different than my usual format because of the times we're living in. And in the wake of the virus that's hit the world and the fact that this program is heard all over the world, I want to talk about the fear that has also gripped our nations. Fear that will make us sick. Fear that our loved ones will get it and they live far away and we can't be with them. Fear that we won't get the medicine if we need it. Fear, fear, fear. Well, in light of the fear that wants to strangle us, I wondered what God had to say about it. So I decided to do a little research. If you've been listening to my program very long, you know I love to find out what God says about any subject I'm discussing. So I wondered what God's most often repeated command was. Was it hope? Was it love? Joy? Peace? All subjects I've talked about before. No, God's most often repeated command is, fear not. In fact, it's found 366 times in the Bible. We have one fear not for every day, 365 days in the year, and then, for good measure, in case you just needed to be reminded again, God put in an extra fear not just for you. Well, I can imagine some of your thoughts right now is, well, that's easy for you to say, fear not, but you don't know where I live, where hundreds or thousands of people are getting sick. But you know, our loving God didn't leave us with the command to fear not. No, He gave us the reassurance of why we should fear not. Over and over He said, fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. Well, now here's a song based on Joshua 1:9, where it says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and take courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So let courage rise in your heart as you listen to the song, Be Strong and Take Courage.
Take courage, do not fear. Oh.
Yes, give him all your fears. Be strong in him today. Truly, God is our refuge no matter what we're going through. And since the music I'm playing for you today is all based on Scripture, I hope you will stop and listen to the words. God wants to assure you that he will be with you, so have courage. Well, on this program, I'm going to share some of the scriptures on fear not, so that we will have that anchor in our soul. Fear not, for God is with us. Well, in Isaiah 41:10, it says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Well, after God says, "Do not fear, for I am with you," then there's an interesting phrase. It says, "Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God." Well, with the virus and all the ramifications, we could look anxiously about ourselves and see only disaster. But God is calling each one of us, no matter where in the world we live, not to fear. Oh, there are so many verses in the Bible that give us that assurance that God will be with us. Well, in the second book of Chronicles, chapter 20, there's a story about when the Israelites were surrounded by the enemy, and King Jehoshaphat called everyone together to pray. He began his prayer, "O Lord God of our ancestors, you alone are the God who is in heaven. You are powerful and mighty." And then he continued on, but then in verse 15, one of the prophets rose up and said, "Listen, all you people, listen, King Jehoshaphat, this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid, don't be discouraged, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Well, there's a wonderful song based on this scripture. Here is the praise and worship group singing, "The Battle Belongs to the Lord."
Heavenly armor will lend to the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. The weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing, "Glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord." We sing,
standard, the power of his blood.
The battle belongs to the Lord.
And we sing, "Glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord." We sing, "Glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord."
When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend.
Yes, the battle does belong to the Lord. And while the Lord is fighting for us, the first chapter of Joshua reminds us that we are to be strong and courageous. Well, when we are battling fear and depression, illness, or anything else that comes against us, there's a powerful thing we can do. And yet, we often forget it. When we praise and worship the Lord, we can overcome our fears. Even if you can't sing well or you don't know the words to any praise songs, you can put praise music on your computer or radio, music that worships and honors the Lord in your home. You may enjoy the old hymns or more contemporary music. While I work, I always have Christian music on. One of the online stations that I listen to is CBN Radio. There you can have your choice of the kind of Christian music you enjoy. I listen to their Southern Gospel station. It's the same kind of music I play on this program. Well, in the book of Samuel, in the Old Testament, it tells us that King Saul was often tormented by evil spirits. When this happened, he called for David, the shepherd boy, to play the harp for him. And the Bible tells us that when David played, the evil spirits left King Saul. So too for us. As we worship and praise the Lord, our heart will be lifted. The fear and depression that wants to overwhelm us will depart. So if you're feeling discouraged, fearful, and lonely due to the events swirling around you, this next song is also based on Scripture. It tells us that there is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole, to heal the sin-sick soul. So be blessed as you listen to Vern Jackson sing, "There is a balm in Gilead."
There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. To heal the sin-sick soul. Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain. But then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. To heal the sin-sick soul. Like Peter, if you can't pray like Paul, just tell the love of Jesus and say he died for all. There is a balm in sick soul, to save the sin sick soul.
Oh yes, the Lord wants to heal our hearts, but you know, sometimes we get our focus on all that's wrong, and we lose our perspective, we lose our hope, and our joy in the Lord. I once read of a motivational speaker who held up a large sheet of paper which had a black dot in the center of it. He asked the audience, "What do you see?" And one person said, "I see a black dot." The speaker asked, "What else do you see?" but everyone agreed they just saw the black dot. Finally, the speaker said, "You've missed seeing the sheet of paper." Yes, in our lives, we're often distracted by the small dot-like failures or problems, and they keep us from seeing the blessings, the successes, the joys that are far more important than the problems that seem to monopolize our energy and our thoughts. King David wrote in Psalm 27:1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Are there things you're facing now that make you afraid? Even when problems happen to other people, it's easy to be afraid. Both David, we too can depend on the Lord to be the strength in our lives, to be our salvation. One thing I've learned through Scripture is that you, each person hearing my voice, you are important to the Lord, and He cares about you. In fact, Jesus in Matthew 10, verses 30 to 31 said, "Not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing about it. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable than a whole flock of sparrows." Well, now here is Linda Randall singing that wonderful song, "His Eye is on the Sparrow."
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? Why should my heart and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is He. Is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Oh, His eye is on the sparrow, and I know over me. Don't you know that I say,
God does care about each one of us, and you can trust that God knows just what you're going through wherever you live. Well, yesterday on the radio, a man was talking about the virus and said, "People are becoming afraid. What can they do?" Well, I shouted back at the radio, "Tell them to turn to Jesus." Yes, that's true for all of us. And yes, we should take all the precautions that we can and isolate our families and wash our hands and do all the things they talk about. But it's so easy to become fearful and frightened. But 2,000 years ago, Jesus gave us the answer to our fears. He said in John 14:27, "I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." Yes, that's a promise from our Jesus. If you ask him, he will give you his peace. And friends, may I encourage you to read Psalm 91. In fact, if you take the time to read it out loud every day, it will help you to stay in a place of peace as you go through these difficult days ahead. I want to just read a couple of my favorite verses from that chapter. Verse 2 says, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence." Did you hear what I just read? He will deliver us from the perilous pestilence. That kind of sounds like this virus that's going around, doesn't it? And then he ends this wonderful chapter of protection by writing what the Lord says to us, beginning in verse 14. "The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will rescue and honor them and give them my salvation." Yes, that's God's promise to you. If you call on him, he will answer, and he will rescue you and give you his salvation. Oh, what a wonderful promise. Well, our time together is over, and if you would like a copy of Psalm 91 in the modern day translation I just read, do write or email me and I'll send you a copy of this translation so you can read it daily. And if you want to know the internet address for the music I listen to or a CD of this program, write to me. God bless you, and may the Lord keep you safe. And it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in him.